Test 3. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear a woman phoning the owner of a house she is going to rent about companies that she could rent furniture from. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Shelley Meyer. I'm renting your house on Archwood Avenue. I'm due to move in next week.
Oh yes, hello Ms. Meyer. What can I do for you?
When I viewed the house, I told you I'll most probably need to rent some furniture. At least until I know whether my temporary work contract is going to be made permanent.
Yes, of course, I remember. And I said I could give you some information about furniture rental companies in the city.
That's right.
Well, the biggest company is called Peak Rentals. I've recommended them to other people and have always heard positive reports about them.
Could you give me an idea of their costs?
Sure. I actually have one of their brochures here. It says the monthly price per room starts at $105 and goes up to $239. That depends on which rooms you need furniture for, of course.
Sure. It's just to get a general idea of how much it's going to cost. And you said you had some positive feedback about this company?
Yes. People have mentioned that the furniture from Peak Rentals is more modern than any of the other companies. And also, once you place an order, the furniture will be delivered to you in just 1 or 2 days.
That would be really helpful.
Oh, and the brochure says that there's a special offer at the moment. If you rent living room furniture, I believe that's a set of chairs and a TV table, you'll also get a lamp at no extra cost.
Okay, but you know, that price range you gave is more than I was hoping to pay.
Then you could try Aaron and Oliver.
Sorry, what and Oliver?
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Okay. Are they cheaper?
I'd say they're a mid-price company. But if you chose them, you need to be aware that they charge an extra 12% every month in case of damage.
Oh, I see. I'd have to do the math carefully then.
Right. But one helpful thing is that they also do cleaning for customers.
For the furniture?
For the house.
Oh, I see. I probably won't need that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
There's another company called Larch Furniture. It's quite new and it has the lowest prices in town. That's for both furniture and also electronic equipment.
Well, that would be good. I'm not bringing much with me, and I won't have much time to go shopping after I start my job.
There are two things you need to know about large furniture. First of all, you have to take out insurance on the furniture, and you need to organize that yourself.
That wouldn't be too hard.
Also, you can't take out a contract for less than 6 months, but I figure that might not be a problem for you. You're renting the house for 12 months, after all, aren't you?
Yes, okay. Well,
sorry to interrupt. I just thought of another furniture rental company. It's called Space Rentals, and it's located very near to the house.
Okay.
I don't have any information about their charges, so it's best to use their app to find out what it would cost you to use them.
Okay, thanks. I'll do that.
One good thing about that company is that if you don't like the furniture once it's delivered, you can request exchanges, as long as you do that within a week of receiving it.
That sounds really great. Okay, well, thanks very much. That's so helpful.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.